USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Experts say the worst is still coming in the coronavirus outbreak. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says the key is getting people to stay away from each other.
We put in place the New York Pause program. Today I am going to extend it to April 15th, the directive that non-essential state workforce continue to work from home.
People are wondering when things might start improving. Dr. Anthony Fauci tells CNN it will be a while, but reopening the country soon is a bad idea.
When we start to see a daily number of cases, instead of increasing and escalating, they start to flatten out, turn the corner, and then start coming down. When we see that, then you could start doing the modification of the intensity of your mitigation.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're thinking about life insurance, from low-cost term to business or estate coverage, or perhaps a small policy to cover your final expenses, why spend more than you have to? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped hundreds of thousands of folks save a fortune on their life insurance by quickly comparing the rates, features, and financial strength of dozens of top-rated life insurance products right over the phone. Want some examples? A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy a $500,000 10-year level term policy for less than $45 a month. Oh, you say you're 60? No problem. Under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are available. Okay, so you might have some health problems, huh? Lots of us do, but the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find the best affordable policy. To find out how much you can save, call AccuQuote today. 877-439-8830. That's 877-439-8830. 877-439-8830. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
Officials in Arkansas say a tornado tore through the northeast part of the state. Several people in Jonesboro were injured. Craighead County Judge Marvin Day say some buildings are missing walls and roofs.
We've been told there were 18 injuries in this event last night, and two were admitted to the hospital. No fatalities. Thank God. The rescue effort is complete, and we have started cleanup and recovery at this time.
Lonnie Franklin, the convicted serial killer known as the Grim Sleeper, who terrorized South L.A. for decades, has died in a California prison while awaiting execution. He was 67. Correction officials say Franklin was found unresponsive in a cell in San Quentin State Prison. An autopsy will determine the cause of death. He had been on death row since August 2016 for the deaths of 9 women and 1 teenage girl. He was linked at trial to 14 murders. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Major League Baseball players are bracing for a year that might not see a single game played. USA Radio's John Hunt has more.
Players agreed to a deal with Major League Baseball that would preserve their service time in the event that this season is canceled because of the coronavirus, but left open details of what a configured schedule might look like. As part of the agreement approved by the union, players will not challenge the loss of their salaries if no games are played this year. Management will advance $170 million in salary payments over the first 60 days of the original schedule, and that money does not have to be returned if the season is canceled. Players' salaries this year are expected to be roughly $4 billion. Management was given the right to cut the amateur draft in both 2020 and 2021 to freeze the values of signing bonus money at 2019 level. Opening day was supposed to be this weekend, but was pushed back to mid-May at the earliest because of the virus outbreak. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Meghan Markle is narrating a new nature film that's coming to Disney Plus. Disney announced Markle, the Duchess of Sussex, will provide a voiceover in the Disney nature film Elephant, which premieres April 3rd on Disney Plus. Elephant follows the African elephant Shani and her son Jomo as their herd travels hundreds of miles across the Kalahari Desert. Dolphin Reef, narrated by Natalie Portman, and Penguins will also premiere April 3rd. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.